praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the only one worthy to praise, because His guidance and forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. Take refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. The King whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. For Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you, as well as myself, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. Inshallah, in this talk, which I didn't attend it, and neither if it is casual. And until few minutes ago, I didn't know what subject we should be addressing. But inshallah, I'm going to try to talk to you about something which I maybe call it my personal terminology. This is the basic of the all basics. This is the basic of all basics. And this is one of the ABC of Islam, which have to be known by every Muslim, male or female. The Muslim who walks in the street, or a Muslim who's sitting in the mosque, if he has studied of marriage, or he's a sheikh or a scholar. And this is something that's not debatable. It's like you say 1 + 1 = 2. So no, it's not debatable. But nowadays we found some people who go to sit and argue and debate with you and show you a way how 1 + 1 can equal something else. But doesn't matter. If the blind person rejected that the sun is the middle of the horizon, it's not because the sun didn't exist, but because the person is blind. Alright? If the person closes his eyes and he say, I could not see the sky or I could not see the sun, it's not the problem of the sun, it's the problem that you close in your eyes. So what I call it the basic of all basics, the completion of the deen of Islam, Kamalul Deen, the deen of Allah, the religion of Islam is perfect and complete. It doesn't need any addition, neither except deletion. It's perfect, been perfected by Allah, been completed by Allah, been explained by Allah, been demonstrated by the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, been conveyed to us by the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised him in the Quran, and he said that they pleased with this and they are pleased with him. So what is the completion of the deen? First of all, we start with the statement of Allah, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَكْمَلْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ. إِسْلَامَ دِينًا. When Allah revealed this verse 1400 years ago, and He said, today or that day, I have completed my religion for you. I completed this religion for you. Or I have completed your religion for you. Who's talking? The pronoun referring to Allah. Akmaltu, I. Who's I here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, al-yawm, akmaltu, completed, I have completed. Lakum, for you. Deenakum, your religion. Wa akmaltu, I have perfected. Alaykum, upon you. Ni'mati, my favor, my blessing. Wa raditu, and I am pleased. Lakum, for you, al-Islam, the way of submission and surrender to the will of Allah, deena, the way of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this deen is complete. Alright? That we believe Allah, or without Allah. Do we trust in the word of Allah or without it, Allah? Allah say, I complete. Who is or who is that can come and say by his tongue or by his action the deen of Islam is not complete, neither it is perfect. Any sensible person is not going to accept it, even if somebody says it. But let's put this word in a different meaning to understand that some people by their action is saying so. Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu called وَعَذَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَوْعِدَةً بَلِيغًا وَشِرَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبِ وذرفت منها العيون. فقلنا يا رسول الله كأنها موعظة موجع فأوصنا. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة وإن تأمر عليكم عبد حبشي فإنه من يعش منكم بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, may Allah be pleased with him, he stated that one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a khutbah, gave us admonition, a maw'idah, a reminder, but was so effective and had so much impact on our hearts, which made our tears come down, which caused our eyes to shed tears. We said, O Messenger of Allah, this is so like the advice of somebody who's about to depart, a liver. So, teach us more. He said, I assure you, with the fear of Allah, with the taqwa of Allah, adhering and obeying to those with authority over you, even if he's a negro slave. Indeed, whosoever remain alive from you after my death, see a lot of differences. They say, he said, so how fair to my sunnah, and the sunnah of the guided Khalifa after me. Fall fair to it with your hind feet, and be aware of anything to be attributed to this religion. Because anything being added to this religion, it will be innovation. And every innovation is misguided. And every misguidance will lead to hellfire. Again, my dear respected brother, this hadith is similar to the hadith that the scholars call it one third of Islam. There is one hadith, which is the hadith of niyyat, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. This is one of the basics of Islam. They consider it like one third of Islam. And there is other hadith. They also call it one third of Islam. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. So with this hadith, we say this is one of the fundamentals and the basics of Islam, which need to be understood by every Muslim. Doesn't matter where he is, what he thinks he is, if he is a scholar, or a sheikh, or a learned, or a wali, or a student of knowledge, if he misunderstands this hadith, or ignores this hadith, he's in a big trouble with Allah before anybody else. Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah, which one of the companions, he didn't ask that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this a khutbah, gives this a class, or many class. And this, maw'idah, this class the Prophet gave it to them, was so effective, was moving to the heart. He may remind them about the hereafter, the seriousness of the hereafter and the day of judgment, was a kind of maw'idah which shaken the heart, but fear in the heart. As a result of this, they started crying. And they say, O Prophet of Allah, this is sounds like of somebody who given a class, like almost the last class that he will give to his disciples or his students or his sahaba. So what about the teacher us for? The way how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed it, they felt and they sensed it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam soon is going to be needed this. Soon he's going to be dying. He's a mawa'idah of somebody who's about to depart. They may see them again or maybe not. And it has a lot of impact on this. So say, O Prophet of Allah, what about you teach us more? Remind us more. Give us more journey of this, advice of this good stuff. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this word, few sentences. Number one is the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah, God conscious. This is the most important thing for every Muslim. Wherever you are, whenever you, whatever case you are, you need to develop the fear of Allah and the conscience of Almighty Allah in your life to worship Him at all times, at all places, as if Allah is looking at you. You get this feeling that Allah is looking at me, I could not do this, I could not say this, I could not do this. But if you could not come to realization that Allah looking at you, if you don't come to the realization that you are looking at Allah, So be aware that Allah is looking at you. You see? أستعرض الله كأنك ترى. Worship Allah as if you are looking at Him. Just in front of your own eye. But if you could not come to this kind of realization, at this level of Iman, so be aware and certain that Allah is looking at you. So watch for your actions. Watch for what you're doing. Because Allah watches you. And the taqwa of Allah is the most important thing. And he found that the Iman is being legislated for this purpose. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Fasting this prescribed to you has been prescribed for those before you that you may learn that conscience. Fear of Allah. And also those who will understand the Quran, those who have the taqwa. أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ This is the book which is no doubt in it. Guidance for al-muttaqeen. When you have the taqwa, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reality of this knowledge and the correct understanding of this book. So taqwa is very important. And this is the relationship between you and Allah. Okay, do we live in this life only with the relationship between us and Allah, is this it? So there is a relationship between you and Allah, and there is a relationship between you and mankind. How are you supposed to deal with Allah? With taqwa. How are you supposed to deal with those who live with me? Allah will just let the law and show you how to live. Especially with those who have authority over you. How are you supposed to act with this? Hear and obey. To those whom Allah put them in charge over you, in authority over you. I.e. the Khalifa, the Emir, the head of the Islamic State, or his representative, his deputy. Because obedience to the Muslim Khalifa is obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to Allah. So the Prophet says, hear and obey to those who are in charge of you, even if it's a negro slave. Doesn't matter what is your status, what is your color, you are Arab or whatever you are, is Iman from Abyssinia. And he is not even a free man, he's a slave. But it happens to be in charge of your affairs, you better listen and obey. You see? Listen and obey. Doesn't matter what color, how short, whatever is his position. Listen and obey as long as he is in charge of your affairs. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, indeed, whosoever amongst you, those who practice with me now, any one of you, remain alive after my death, they will see a lot of differences. A lot of differences. Two words. Number one is a lot, many. And the second thing is what? Differences. That means if you remain alive after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will observe something different from what I'm teaching you. You will see it's not the same teaching. And it's not going to be one or two, it's going to be what? A lot. You are not going to acknowledge certain things that you hear in it. You are not going to approve certain actions that you see in it. Because some people will be changing, will be fabricating, will be inventing, will be introducing things to the deen. And if the Prophet been questioned, so who Prophet of Allah, what you want us to do if this thing happens? He said, hold fast to my sunnah. After I die, and you start to see something Therefore, Guru is going to teach you how you're going to be saved, how you're going to be on the right track. It's saying what I'm teaching you today. Stay away from anything different from what I have told you, because you heard it, you witnessed to what I'm teaching you, and you know what I have taught you. So whenever you see something different from what I'm teaching you, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Stay away from it because it's different. It's not what I told you. It's not what I told you. So go back to my sunnah. Hold back to my teaching. That is precision. What you inherit from me, what I taught you, whenever you see this problem, and this different teaching, and different understanding, is stick to my sunnah. Alright? This was the possibility. And the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin. The righteous guide was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Jesus him, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, Jesus him. It said to my teaching and whatever my khulafa teach and understand and present to you, stick to it, because they could not be different from what I'm teaching. فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين والمهديين. The one who are being guided. Allah guides them. Allah accepted them. Allah acknowledged them in Quran and say Allah believes in this and they are pleased with Allah. And what else the Prophet of Allah is going to teach us today? And said, be aware. Be aware. Watch carefully. Stay in distance. Watch for anything. Huh? Any. You know what is any? When I said to you, brother, can I borrow some money? Say, I don't have any money. This means you have 4 cents, or 5, or 10, or 20. When you say, I have no money, I have no money, no. Any, I have nothing. This remains what? Only you have $20? It doesn't say this. It says, be away from anything to be introduced. Any! Brother, do you have any money? I don't. Any money, any kind of money. If it's a penny, I don't have. To be away from anything to be introduced to this being. Anything you add it, because when you add, you say, Allah, you are not saying the truth. Allah say, I complete. And you try to add. Allah said, I complete it already. Which is the verse, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Now Allah said, I complete it, and you come to add it to the deen of Allah. Because your action says, I don't believe that it's complete. He needs a little bit here. He needs some salah here. He needs some zikr here. He needs some bid'ah here. He needs not some declaration here. He needs a little bit here and there. But you go buy something, and the man put it in the box, he writes it in the mail, and says, this is it. So that he gave it to you, go to the box, he put the table in the box, go ahead, it's ready, sir. Go ahead. So how, after he bought it, and he paid it, now you have to, is this everything? Yes, this is everything. What, without it, open the box, count. Is everything good? Yes, it's it. This is complete, it's ready to go. It's ready for delivery. And after we deliver it, it's ready for action and the practice. Not open the box and add more. No! It's already completed. وَإِيَّاكُمْ Be aware. What the Prophet wanted us. Do we understand Arabic? Do we understand English, Spanish, whatever? Be aware. إِيَّاكُمْ is a warning. From anything to be introduced. مُحْدَث. Something new, halal. It was not before, but now, what happened? He said, boom! I said, what happened, brother? Because he didn't hear this noise, everything was calm, everything was fine. When he heard it, he said, what happened to him? So this action, this explosion, or whatever, was not to know what he said, what? okay? Muhdath, something new, something invented, something was not there. Why, O Prophet of Allah, we have to be aware from any new thing? He said, because every muhdatha is bid'ah. Every B-E-T-R-Y. Kullab. You read it in English, you read it in Arabic, you read it in Spanish, whatever language you want to take. Even you can read it in Swahili. It tells the same. Indeed, every addition to the religion of an Islam is innovation. It's innovation, bid'ah. So, وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every innovation is misguided. It's misguided, not guided, misguided. And the result of the misguided is what? Hellfire. If the bid'ah is hellfire, what about the one who actually is a bid'ah? If the bid'ah is hellfire, what about the person who invented the bid'ah? And the one who invented the deen? We don't accept the words of Allah. We don't accept the wasiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says it's complete, and he says, oh, but what about if we add this little bit? He added it for what? Let me ask you a question. Who's among us? Me or you? And me before you? Which one among us has already practiced everything in the Quran, in the authentic hadith, and we finished doing everything, and now we out of any more need, so we need to add them. Did we practice everything? Did we everything we behave like Muslims? Do we understand everything in Sahtina? Do we make all our salah as it's supposed to be? Did we do everything that's in the Quran and in the Hadith? And now we're out of information. Now we're going to make a new thing? That is expected. You cannot even eat what's in your table. And now you're talking about, brother, how do I take more burger, and get me more hamburger, and get me this? Brother, can you finish what you say? I could not breathe. So how you could not breathe, and half of the food is still in your plate, and you say, oh, there's food. But let's say to who? Who am I to ask? And that that was my answer, the fact that everything is the Quran and the Hadith. And now we're out of need, so we need to add more. Innovation and addition in an Islam has no rule. And nobody has this authority. No human being has the authority to add to the deen of Allah. He is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَصْرِفُ عَنِ الْهَوَى وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما يصدق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. Anything the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم uttered related to this deen is not from his own intelligence and his mind. He says he doesn't speak from his own desire. Indeed, it is an inspiration and revelation from Allah. In another place, Allah said about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينَ فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. Wow. This is a serious statement. But no one can be more dearer to Allah than the Prophet. No one. But Allah makes a big serious effort. Excuse me. Allah makes a big serious effort about the Prophet saying, if it happens that Muhammad says something in his deen that did not been given to him, revealed to him, we shall take it by my deen. We shall cut his neck. That means we shall see, kill him, and none of you can defend him. Even the Prophet could not invent anything in this deen. He has to say what Allah told him to say. This is. مذكر إنما أنت مذكر reminder you only are reminder ليس لك من الأمر شيء you have nothing in this affair you suffer in the deliver okay this is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم could not ask so who will make you think that a scholar for a share for a student of knowledge for a maulana who whatever he is can add something to this deed it's not in the book of Allah neither is the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم who gave him the authority that is as I said this one of the basic of all faith this is one of ABC of Islam that everybody who claims to be Muslim have to understand it and believe in it that nobody can add anything to this deen. أن لم يكن دينا في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عند الصحابة لا يكن دينا اليوم. وقبر was not a religion and means of worshiping Allah during the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم could not be a religion or a way to worship Allah today. So that means with the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم this is it ended you could not add this is you do what I did Imam Malik we don't have any Imam Malik nowadays one of the greatest scholars he said من أحدث في الدين ومن شرع فقد اتهم محمدا بأنه خان الرسالة Whosoever invents this religion, whosoever adds to this religion, whosoever adds anything to this deen, or he says, "من استحسن في الدين فقد شرع." Whosoever says, "Oh, this is a bid'ah hasan," it's bid'ah hasan. Anybody claims that there is a bid'ah hasan, indeed he's legislating. He making the law, making Sharia. And whosoever legislates, he claims that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam betrayed the message. Do you know what betray means? Am I saying the word right? Be khayyin. Astaghfirullah. If anybody thinks, believes that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam khayyin, he didn't deliver the whole thing, he's a kafir. He's a kafir. Even if he makes Salah 5 times a day or 5 times a day. There is a certain belief you have to believe about the Prophet that he بلغ الرسالة وأتى الأمانة. He delivered the message. And he was trusted with the trust and he delivered it. مطاعي سمى أدين. So, Imam Malik رحمة الله عليه with the great knowledge and understanding that Allah gives him, he says, anyone he introduced or says it's a good say about something which is reduces to the deen, say, oh, this is good. And this never been told by Allah or His Messenger or understood by the Sahaba. Anyone who brings something to this deen, making something called bid'ah hasana, he's making a law. And whosoever making legislation, that means he says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam betrayed the message, that means he was not honest, he did not deliver the whole thing. He kept something for himself. This is very serious. How we believe in the Quran and Allah describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam harisun alaykum qad ja'a rasulun min anfusikum azizun alayhi ma alim harisun alaykum is over concern the Lord of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he loved the Muslim and he was over concern not only the Muslim Allah said فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاحِثٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا Even the Prophet was so concerned about the disbeliever that they are not going to accept the Islam, he died in their cover, they will go to hellfire. And Allah says, wow, Muhammad, you are about to tell yourself out of sadness over this kuffar. The Prophet was so concerned about everybody. Can you imagine how much concerned he would be about us? They said to Salman al-Farisi, that you're Jewish. Said Salman al-Farisi, oh, they make a fun of him. Say, you're a prophet. This man taught you everything. He taught you how to use the bathroom. حتى الخرارة. He taught you even how to use the metal. So yes, of course. You see? They make a fun of the bell. Say, your prophet taught you everything even how to use the bathroom. What kind of a prophet? Say, yes. He doesn't say it. Yes. It is true. He taught us everything even how to use the bathroom. And we brought the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us everything, even how to use the bathroom. So that means he says, it's nothing left for you. Even how to use the bathroom, I'm going to teach you how to wipe your face. Alright? So the man said, yes, of course. And he told us to use the bathroom, how? We don't face the Qibla. Neither we put our back to the Qibla when we use the bathroom. He told us that we did not wipe ourselves to clean ourselves after using the bathroom, or drajir or abd. We don't use bowl or dung. Yeah. You think the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will teach you about the bathroom? This is minor stuff, and we leave the great stuff. Imam, he came from Allah by the order of Allah, and both are concerned about the believer, so he taught us everything from A to Z. So anything comes after B is not part of the alphabet. He taught you everything from A to Z. Anything you bring is after Z, there is nothing. It's not a letter. It's not from the alphabet. We could not even read it. We don't know how to spell it, how to say it. Is that simple, brothers? Can we understand it? This is something very simple. But the question that a lot of people, they act different from this hadith. For the Hamal al-Tarih to be accepted, it has to be sincerely for the pleasure of Allah. And have to be according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to make salah? You better make your salah according to the way of the Prophet. You want to fast? Fast like the Prophet. You want to make hajj? Salah kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Khudu anni manasikakum. There is nothing except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. Anyway, to bring you closer to Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us by his word, by his action, everything. The Prophet was the imam of salah. He was the leader in jihad. He was a father, he was a grandfather, he was a husband, he was everything. The Prophet. Indeed, you have the most perfect example who saved the Prophet of Allah.
Islam, we want what Allah has created.
indeed the prophet said. Teach me what Allah said. Teach me what the prophet received. Teach me how did the Sahaba understood this. But they will come and pull you. Take you. This brother, you don't know what you're talking about. And by the way, you don't know even how to speak Arabic. Man. You know, you don't discuss this issue with me. But Sheikh Zeman will give me, I'm sorry, but give me a break, Sheikh. Hey, listen, brother, here. Look, see what Allah says? Yes, what Allah says. Okay? So the Quran says. Look, brother. والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوا بكرة
Fight, because it's a good deed. But this, Allah knows, say, As-salamu alaykum.
study from this sunnah. But just a bit sort of five rak'ah and say, brother, what's wrong with this? It's something good. Salah, Allah loves the salah. So I'm going to make it five rak'ah. I said, brother, you are a Muslim, there is no sahur for you, not one rak'ah, not one five rak'ah. Why? Because you did something, it's not according to the way of the Prophet. That's it. Indeed, the shaitan whispers to his brain so they can have the argument and debate with you how to win the argument. Some people, they have this ability to turn your mind from the ground of the faith. Alright? But if the shaitan gives this, all this logic, there is nothing. Nothing called logic. When you talk about deen, something about logic. Something about logic. Follow him. He didn't think about what to do, so he said, do it. Who was the holy man? You and me or Umar radiallahu anh? When Umar radiallahu anh came to the black stone and said, by Allah, I know you are a stone. You could not tell me. You could not harm me. If I didn't see the Prophet kissing you, I'm not going to kiss you. But do you know, Umar, why you kissing the black stone? No, I don't. He doesn't. But it's a total confession. It's not logic. Why have Allah said, stay away from statues, gods, and all the things? But the Prophet did it. The Prophet didn't tell me why he did it. I did it as a form of ibadah, as a way of following the sunnah of Rasulullah, but I don't know why. There are some people who use this why and logic and tell you why you can do things the Prophet didn't teach. And we'll tell you about the Prophet didn't have a car. The Prophet was wearing a ride in a castle. The Prophet doesn't have wireless control mind. You see? No, brother, we're talking about bid'ah in the deen is haram. Bid'ah in the dunya, do whatever you want in the dunya as a bid'ah. You want to make it wireless? Or you want to make it by way? Or you want to do it by, you understand, only look at the edge, it will talk. You can invent whatever you want. But regardless, if I use the mind, or I don't use the mind, the same teaching is the same, and then going to be the same, and then going to start with Allahu Akbar, and will end with what? La ilaha illallah. Not because I'm using the mind, now the adhan is going to be 28 words. It's going to be the same adhan, start with Allahu Akbar, end with La ilaha illallah. You put the mind, wire it, remote control, record it, or in the TV, or in the tape, or in the ship, it's still the adhan is the same adhan. So don't let the people fooling you or telling you we're using this tool and this tool is better. Yes, this is me to deliver, nothing else. But the message is still the same. The message has to remain the same. Now you write the Quran in the skin of a camel, or you write the Quran on a bone of elephant, or you put the Quran in a cigarette paper, so it's not that easy that you have it between the two fingers, or you put the Quran in a tape cassette, or you put it in JPEG, or you put it in a CD, or you put it in the same Quran, the same Quran. You see? So the means is different, but the message is the same. This is what we're talking about. We have to make difference between bid'ah in the dunya and bid'ah in the deen. And I say, we made 1 hour, which is enough. Was not supposed to be reminded, because it's not how much I talk. If you get the message, this is the message. You can understand it in an hour, or we can explain it in 15 hours. You see? But, as I say, if somebody closes his eyes and says, there is nothing called sun, brother, I don't see the sun. It's not my problem, brother. Open your eyes, because everybody can see the sun now. This is the basic of all faith, and this is the ABC of a Islam. And this is what we say, plus 1 plus 1 equals 2. But nowadays, in America, we hear that some PhD degree willing to stand there and teach it. It doesn't equal 2 in all faith. We have a way of limiting. But again, we say, إِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ يُحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ بِإِلَّهِهُمْ. The shaitan will whisper to his friend to give this happiness away. Even. So need anything. What Allah gave us enough or not? What the Prophet told us enough or no? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us everything, bring us closer to Allah? Yes. Did he warn us against bid'ah? Yes. So what does this get to you? How much else do you want me to spend it to you? I spend it. And I say, E-V-E-R-Y. Is enough to you or not? So, say on the Surat al-Mustaqim. Say on the Surat al-Mustaqim. Say on the Surat al-Mustaqim. I remember when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote in line. He's the teacher of all teachers. He makes even illustrations. He teach by his words, by his actions, by his example, everything. He draw a line. And after this, he draw a side line and recited the verse of Allah. Indeed, this one has a sirati mustaqim and fattabi'u. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلُ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. Indeed, this is my sirat. The way to Allah, the way to Jannah is straight. So follow it. And don't follow any other. Hate them. Because it's going to take you away from the way of Allah. Away. Imagine that all of you know, study more about this subject. Because basically, if you make it anything with the intention to leave Allah or getting closer to Allah, and it's not according, matching the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not going to be easy. Even if you know it 100 times. And don't tell me I don't know. Because knowledge is kafar. Knowledge is kafar. You want to get sick? Learn about it. You want to get high? Learn about high. You want to get married? Learn about marriage according to that. About the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the understanding of Muhammad, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the correct understanding about the deed, make us from the people of Quran and the people of the Sunnah, those people who stay away from all kinds of misinformation and fermentation and addition to the religion of Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم وللسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If I said anything right, is it so from Allah, by Allah's guidance?